awfully restless lately. Maybe I'm just afraid because of his dreams. It has to be the dreams. That's all it is. God wouldn't let anything happen to me. I'm fine. I just have to focus. I just can't shake off what I saw. Come on, get it together. Let's get this day over with. We can try to get some sleep when we get home. Yeah, sounds good. You've got this. You've got this. Oh, sister, that's rather naive, don't you think? After all, it was you who let me in this beautiful body of yours. I can't believe you would think that this is all just a dream. And I thought the children of God were supposed to be smart.
Heresy! What did you just do to me? No, heresy! I would never invite a demon into me. I am a vessel of God, and I will never let a devil taint my purity like that. Plus, I know what you are. You are a part of the devil's kin, and the devil deals in lies. I know exactly what you are, demon.
Oh, and I know exactly what you are, too. After all, it was your request that bonded us together. Insecurities lead to desperation, and you were starting to feel like you wasn't good enough. Doubting your looks, doubting the things you say, letting those little insecurities gnaw at you until you thought, me. No, maybe you didn't realize it, but here I am.
Quit getting me to say the words of the devil. I am no messenger for the evil. And God made me out of his image, which means I'm perfect the way I am. I have nothing to be ashamed of or insecure of. You're lying. All the devil does is lie, and you're just trying to lie and get me to lie as well, but that won't happen. I am God's vessel, and there is nothing you can do to change that or taint me. So be gone, demon. Be gone.
Oh, you are so much fun. So, let me get this straight. You are God's vessel. He made you out of his image, and yet you lie. So, that means God was a liar too, right? Checkmate, sister.
I said to stop using my voice. Stop using me as a messenger for the devil. I am a vessel of God, and you dare disrespect God? God is no liar. He is merciful and he tells the truth. So, in his image and as his vessel, I give you two options. I will show you the mercy of God by allowing you to leave my body peacefully, or I will force you out myself. You have two options, demon. Don't think that I won't resort to these drastic measures, because I will. And stop using my...
Oh, how rude of me. I ended up cutting you off. It's fine. You had nothing good to say anyways.
So, tell me, sister. This voluptuous body of yours. Are you sure that you're a vessel of God with a body like this? To me, with hips like these, you're that of a common whore. I'm sorry if that offends you.
I'm just stating truth.
Oh, you must not like the fact that I'm able to use your hands to wander around your body like this, right?
How do you feel? Defenseless? Powerless? Out of control?
I'm going to bet after this, you'll run over to the pastor and ask for some sort of exorcism.
Let's see how well that goes for you, darling.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting rid of you. How dare you defile my body? That which was created of God is not meant for the hands of the devil. How dare you? You have already committed many sins, and for that you will pay. You'll be damned into the deepest, deepest pits of hell, where you crawled up from, demon. Pastor? Please, Pastor. Are you busy? Pastor? Please. Hey. Oh, Pastor, please, could I come in? Thank you so much. Thank God. Please, could we close the door? I don't want to scare the other sisters. Thank you. Pastor, I believe I have made a connection with the devil. No, I didn't intentionally mean to. The devil, they've been using my voice to message, to be some sort of messenger for them. They even spoke ill against God. I promise, it wasn't me talking. I've been praying every day, I swear. I don't know how this has happened, but... Please, Pastor, you have to help me. I don't know what I'm going to do. They keep using my...
I did try to warn you, sister. You only have yourself to blame. The funny thing is, I knew you would go down this route, leading me right to my destination. What's wrong, Pastor? The devil got your tongue. Oh, please, spare me. It's always the same thing with you God's disciples. Yada, yada, yada. Be gone, demon. The power of Jesus. The power of Christ. The power of the Holy Ghost. Just give it a rest. You know, I've been really looking to humiliate you phonies. And thankfully, due to this beautiful girl, I have the opportunity to do so. Usually possession is a different thing when you have to force your way in. But this one actually accepted me. Not accepted me. She welcomed me. Because of one flaw you humans all share, no matter if you're some stupid God's vessel, You all have insecurities. And once you get desperate enough, you end up drawing in things like me. Now, when it comes to me, I've always thought you were all hypocrites and jokes. I mean, really, lust being a sin, greed being a sin. You are no saint, Pastor. You're just as much of a sinner as I am. And I am a demon. Isn't that crazy? Now, what I'm here to do, just something you keep on questioning, I'm here to humiliate God's disciples or vessels, whatever you decide to call yourself, by bringing out something you call a sin. Lust. Oh, please. Are you telling me this is a body that you can refuse? Oh, or is it because she's a child of God? Is that why you wouldn't fuck her? Such sinful curves on her body. But she calls herself a woman or a child of God. But to me, this is a whore's body. Made for one thing. Oh, don't reject me, Pastor. You can control yourself, can't you? You know what's insane? We were all apparently made in God's image. Yet this woman has such a slutty, whorish image. Then we're told not to lust. But who wouldn't lust after curves like this? Breasts as soft as these. Do you think it's some sort of test? Or some sick joke? A way of telling you you can't enjoy yourself? I enjoy having fun, and I'm sure you have wanted to have fun for a while too. Come on, Pastor. Are you telling me you wouldn't want to fuck in between here? Look down. She's already drenched for you. Are you really going to let some god you've never seen stop you from having fun in life? From enjoying yourself? You know what I like about physical contact? It's very honest. I don't mean to alarm you, but your bulge is riding right into me. No. Don't back away now. Your body's being honest. It's the only honest thing about you, Pastor. You don't even confess your sins. Quite ridiculous, if you ask me. Maybe you should try to embrace that side of you. Right here. I'm consenting to it, and so is she. So, tell me, Pastor. Tell Tell me how much you want me. Of course. Still hard-headed. That's fine. I think I can get the answer out of a more truthful hard-head. I'm sure you've touched yourself a lot. Don't they tell you that's a sin too? Self-pleasure. Such a good feeling. But you're told you just can't. That it's sinful. That it's the devil's act. Why does it feel so good?
Not being a sinner, you decide not to experience things like this. And when you finally do, you just can't satisfy a woman. Despite having a big cock, you just don't know what the fuck to do with it. How the fuck am I supposed to get off to something like this? You have no form, no technique. In any case, you're just gonna blow your load before me. How fucking pitiful. These are God's vessels. Are the words getting to you? Upset the lame, making fun of your puny fucking god, huh? Too bad you don't fucking do anything about it. You and her. You're both upset that I said something about your precious god and you did nothing. That's the spirit, Vesta. But despite this maneuver, you're too much of a fucking pussy to do anything about it. It's really all you've got. I'll admit, you managed to actually make me feel something. From behind. I didn't think you knew how to do that. Oh, fuck. Oh, she's close. Fuck. Fuck you all. I didn't think you'd get this sensitive with the past. Seems like you're really embracing it now, huh? Okay. I'll allow you to come then, sweetie. Wicked demon! Making me sin like this! Why does sinning have to feel this good? I'm gonna come! God forgive me, I'm gonna come!
Well, it seems like the words of encouragement helped. You did a number on my pussy. Oh, you're leaking so much out of me. What a waste. Well, you're probably gonna have to fill me back up. I mean, so much has leaked out already. How clumsy of us, right? You've already embraced that you're a sinner with that act. So, why not relish in it, right? Oh, sweetie. You're still on with that talk. We are the same. One sinner to another. We are all sinners. Whether we like it or not, Pastor. You should accept that too. Hello, my darlings. Thank you so much for watching this video. This was a really, really fun one to make. I just randomly got the idea, and then doing it was just really cool. Like, having a whole possession thing, two people in one body thing. That was really, really cool to me. and I really hope you guys enjoyed it. It's probably like one of my most favorite horror sims that I've done. We are now more than halfway through the year now, which is amazing. You guys are doing great. We're all doing really, really well. And I'm very proud of you guys for coming this far. The question for today is, what do you plan? Like, anything interesting you have planned for this month? Maybe going out to some convention, going to meet family, so on and so forth. Just let me know if one thing that you guys have planned and that you're looking forward to this month. Let's make sure this month is a good month for us all. That's all from me today, though. Thank you all so much, my darlings, and until next time, bye!